In the filings last week, each side replied to the arguments set out by the other in their briefs to the court on August 15th. PCMR again says the bond should be set somewhere between about $1 million and about $6.5 million. While Talisker Vale's final number is still redacted in their brief, the resort alleges that Talisker wants as rent most of the resort's earnings since 2011, a range somewhere between 53 and 73% of the revenues. The resort says that position is unprecedented, irrational, and so burdensome a ski resort operator with such a lease could never make money. They said setting the fair rental value of the ski hill should start by looking at its highest and best use, standing alone, not as part of a ski resort that Talisker doesn't own or control. But they said Talisker's financial expert instead calculated a value supposedly based on what it represents of the resort's earnings. One of the resort's own financial experts calculated if the resort did not have the ski hill, its revenues would drop off dramatically by 77%, the figure used in Talisker's document, or even 85%, the figure in the Mountain Resort's filing. But the Mountain Resort's brief said, quote, "The valuation of an asset is different from the valuation of a business that uses the asset." As an example of the other side's logic, the resort said, imagine Coca-Cola makes all its products in one facility on land leased from Company T. If Coca-Cola can't get access to the land to manufacture its goods, then they ask, is Company T entitled to all of Coca-Cola's profits? They said, obviously not. The resort's brief also argues that Talisker and its prospective new tenant, Vail, cannot claim harm or damages from not being able to use the ski mountain because they can't make any productive use of the mountain without the mountain resort's base facilities. They argued Vail has not put forward any plans to connect to the canyons. The mountain resort says the cost to transport skiers from the canyons would be between about $51.5 and $67 million, and it could take years to get development approvals from Summit County and Park City. On the other hand, Talisker's legal brief asserts that the value of the ski mountain should not be calculated on its lowest and worst use, that is, they said, vacant ranch land. Their brief cited a Supreme Court standard to set damages, which is, quote, rental value or reasonable value of the use and occupancy of the premises. Talisker said, according to their financial analyst, the damages from the mountain resort's alleged unlawful use of their ski hill come to variously 25% or a third of the resort's operating revenue. Talisker said the mountain resort negotiated a sweetheart deal lease in the 70s that allowed them to earn tens of millions, but their failure to renew the lease, quote, killed their golden goose. If the lease had been properly renewed, they say, the rent to the year 2021 would have been $300,000 a year. Now they say the mountain resort wants to set a bond amount assuming a rent even lower than that, over $226,500 annually. They argued the land value can be set by the fact that Vail agreed to lease the ski hill as part of the canyon's deal for some amount over $1 million a year. They concede that the income-producing potential of the ski hill is greatest as part of the mountain resort, but they said the land sits adjacent to the canyons and Deer Valley, and Vail recognizes the value of connecting to the canyons. Among many other items, there's still a major dispute over the mountain resort's contention that they do not owe rent from mid-2013 onward, because Vail, from then on, was the tenant on the ski hill, paying an amount well over the rental value. Talisker said the mountain resort is absurd to think it can operate there rent-free, quote, until the day the sheriff finally arrives to return possession of the property. Talisker's brief says, quote, Vail has taken on some of the risk of the litigation in exchange for an assignment of the proceeds. And they added, quote, parties are free to assign the proceeds of a claim without destroying the claim itself. On the other hand, in their document, the mountain resort contends Vail has made no claim on the ski mountain, and the land has not been added yet to Vail's master agreement of lease. They argue Vail has to pay the rent regardless of whether it wins the litigation or is able to take possession of the ski hill. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.